There definitely were moments, flashes of what Garden City showed in 2023 on Wednesday night's loss against Dodge City, especially out of the halftime break, where Garden City has really struggled in the last couple of games, specifically in the third quarter. I think the Bronkbusters played their best basketball of this calendar year. Unfortunately, this was one of those games where when foul trouble showed up for Garden City, it yet again cost the Bronkbusters. Ana Ramos-Pierce had to sit for a majority of the third quarter due to picking up her fourth personal foul, and that's how Dodge City was able to keep their offense consistently going. Garden City did a great job limiting Dodge City to shooting three-pointers. The Lady Conks shot just 8 threes all game long, which is the exact way to counteract a team that's going to shoot 38% from beyond the arc as a whole. Just limit their attempts. And unfortunately for Garden City, it was a Dodge City team that was able to take advantage of Ana Ramos-Pierce getting in foul trouble. Mia Jordan and Shauna Preston were both unbelievable in the second half. They combined for 26 points in the game and 9 blocks, with Jordan recording a double-double of 10 points and 10 rebounds. When Garden City didn't have Ramos-Pierce on the floor, they looked a completely different team defensively. But ultimately, not enough shots fell for Garden City down the stretch to keep up with a Dodge City team that's capable to put 6 players in double figures on any given night. Final score, Dodge City 85, Garden City 77. Reporting for the Western Kansas Broadcast Center, Cal Friedman, KWKR 99.9 The Rock.